Recorded Books presents Stuck by Jennifer Swender, narrated by Christopher Gebauer. Razzmatazz, Pacific Blue. The first day you show up at a new school, some teachers give the person bringing you in a real earful. They say something like, "Don't you see how many I've got in here?" Then they make a face and look you up and down. One teacher pointed at me and made an outline of me in the air, like I was so big. Where was she going to put me? I have a right before the school year starts birthday, so whatever age everybody's turning that year, I've already turned it before the year's even gotten started. Plus, one time when we moved, they made me do second grade a second time. But this teacher didn't point at me when I showed up at the door. She didn't roll her eyes and breathe out sharp like I was the last thing she needed that day. She smiled, and I don't even think it was a fake grown-up smile. "Welcome," she said. "I'm Mrs. G." She wasn't one of those young teachers who try too hard to be your best friend, but she didn't seem like one of those old-fashioned, super-strict ones either. She looked like just a normal teacher, except that she was tall, tall, tall. She was maybe the tallest teacher I'd ever had. Even I had to look up to really see her. The kids were sitting all curled over their desks like a bunch of fiddlehead ferns. Maybe they were taking a test. That's one of the only good things about your first day at a new school. If there's a test, most teachers will say, "Oh, don't worry about this. You weren't here when we learned it." She pointed to a desk smack dab in the middle of the checkerboard room. I would rather have a back row desk, or at least an on-the-edge desk. But this was the only empty one, except for a seat way up at the front, where everyone could see you all the time. And I definitely didn't want that. On top of the desk was a book. Its cover was bright pink and shiny, and on top of all the razzmatazz, a bunch of numbers were floating out of some kid's head. Math. Good. It was the kind of book with pages you can write in. Most teachers barely ever really check them. They just glance them over to see if all the blanks are full. Page 178, she whispered to me. Almost the end of the book, because it was almost the end of the year. My last school told my mom we should maybe wait to move, that it would be better for me to finish out the term. But my mom said it was time for us to go, even if it was the beginning of June. "Need a pencil?" the teacher asked next. I nodded. "Don't bring anything in until your second day at a new school. You have to see what kind of class you're in so you don't stick out too much. And if you think at least a pencil would be a safe bet, you'd be surprised. I was in one place where everybody got their own laptop and another one that used these old-fashioned mini chalkboards. You don't want to be the only kid holding a pencil when everybody else has a piece of chalk. But this seemed like your basic pencil class. She handed me one that was long and new, and still had a full eraser. And when she turned to walk away, I saw she had about 5 more, pointing in all different directions through her ponytail. The back of her head looked like some kind of flying sea urchin. I sat down and bent over my desk like everybody else. The math was easy. I looked at the numbers, and the answers showed up. Even if it's supposed to be letters that tell you things loud and clear, numbers talk to me a lot louder. I finished the page and went on to the next one. I didn't know if we were supposed to, but I never met a teacher who got mad and upset because a kid did more pages than they were supposed to do. The next page had some wordy problems, though. I watched the letters moving from one line to the next. But before I could worry about which blanks looked like they wanted letter answers and which blanks looked like they wanted number answers, the teacher rang a little bell. It was the kind you ding at a store counter when you need somebody to help you.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?